Everybody Can is a conversation about the people and organizations that strengthen our community by volunteering, donating, serving on boards, or sometimes just showing up in micro moments of kindness in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, tenaciously curious and committed to the notion that connecting and serving others provides a space for one to have a sense of purpose and belonging. And let me tell you, it starts early around here. We have with us today the students from Port Townsend High School. They're speaking with us about a particularly important topic, recycling, and they have taken legislation efforts towards improving our recycling. Before I tell you too much, let me have the students tell you. We've got students from the Port Townsend High School, and they are the Students for Sustainability. Welcome to the program, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
I love how you've taken your working break to spend some time with us. Now, we have a whole group of you. Would you mind going from one side to the other and introducing yourself and your role in the organization of SFS? And I think one of you is going to unwind that acronym for us. We have today with us the president.
Hello, I am Adeline Gellert-DePalma, and I am co-president of SFS.
And my name is Sophia Lumsdaine, and I am co-president. Along with Adeline.
I'm Cameron Hines, and I'm the Community Outreach Coordinator for SFS.
And my name is Sori Duvall, and I am a representative for SFS.
Awesome. Okay, well, for all the listeners that don't know what an SFS is, would you help us out, Sophia or Adeline, with a definition and maybe a little bit about your backstory? Because this isn't the first rodeo down at Olympia for you guys, huh?
Yeah, so SFS stands for Students for Sustainability. So we work with our school and our community to become more environmentally conscious. And our goal is to push more sustainable practices on a citywide and statewide scale. So we have worked in the past with a citywide plastic straw and stirrer ban, which was successfully passed a few years ago, as well as a citywide idling ban, which limits car idling to 3 minutes within our Port Townsend city limits.
Did that get passed, by the way?
Yes, both were passed in our city.
Excellent. Oh gosh, does it apply to the ferry waiting area? I wish.
It does not, unfortunately.
That was exempt, yeah.
Because that falls under the state regulation. Oh.
Listen to you, very knowledgeable. That was you, Cameron, wasn't it? So the organization has a pretty deep history. Sophia or Cameron, can you tell me how long SFS has been an organization at the high school?
I think it's been an organization for a long time. I would say roughly about 10 years. Adeline, Sophia, and I have been active members since our freshman year, and we're seniors now, so for the past 4 years. And then another project that we were working on last year that I was a part of was having a native plant garden on the Port Townsend High School campus. And this was started by one of the co-presidents last year, Haley Gallagher. It was a big project of hers. We were all helping her with that and getting, native plants back on our campus.
I got to meet Haley and donate to that native garden. It was so exciting. I am a huge fan of your club. So this club, for listeners who don't know about the high school, you meet every week and you choose to have one or two projects a year. Is that something that is correct? I mean, how do you decide what you're going to put your efforts towards?
Yeah, so we have weekly meetings during lunch. We do pick about 2-3 projects a year. People will split off into what they feel most passionate about and kind of divide up the work that way.
Oh, very cool.
Projects going at the same time.
Cameron, what were you going to say there?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that at the beginning of the year, Sophia and Adeline and some of the other members of the leadership team kind of got together and had some ideas for projects already, which we talked about in the first couple of meetings. And then it was opened up to just the general members to put their ideas in. So it's a group effort to come up with the ideas for the projects. It's not all on one person.
Yeah.
So it's a group thing. Yeah.
How many students are involved, Sawyer? Do you know roughly who join regularly in the meetings?
I believe about 20.
That's awesome. And you guys just don't say, we want to make change here. We want to make statewide change. Let's talk about the one that you just went to Olympia. And spoiler alert, listeners, it didn't pass. But what I liked reading, it was after not being called up for a vote, I think they missed a key deadline. So let's tell them about what you worked on and give us a, you know, an overall idea of this WRAP, Washington Recycling and Packaging Act. Take the heavy hitter, Adeline. Who wants to do this?
This is Sophia.
Okay.
So we went to Olympia to lobby for the WRAP Act, which we felt really strongly was super important and something that we felt was really worthy of our attention and the attention of our legislators. And we went there to lobby them and tell them that we supported this act because its goal was to reduce waste in our state and improve our recycling system and also really put accountability on the producers of wasteful packaging. And that was something that we felt was a really good step for our state.
Well, let's expand upon that a little more because it did not pass. And I think if listeners are listening, one of the things about educating is you might get more people on board. And it sounds like a lot of this legislation was intended to focus on the producers of the extra packaging that would be carrying the burden. What was the financial burden? Was there a deposit? What was the program that you could expand upon a little bit more for our listeners to know about WRAP better?
Yeah, so one thing that was included in the bill was a bottle bill, like a bottle deposit system, which a lot of other states have, like Oregon and California and about a lot of other ones around the U.S. And basically, you would pay a little bit of a extra tax on your like bottles in the grocery store, but then you would have the opportunity to return them to the station and get refunded for that. And that would be a way to incentivize recycling.
And was there an effort to reduce, was the component of this legislative effort to reduce the actual like extra cellophane that goes around the top, or is it really just about putting budgetary burdens onto producers? Adeline, can you speak to that?
Yeah, so a bottle bill was just a part of it, but a big part of it was talking to producers and making sure those who pollute and have a lot of those single-use plastics start to implement more recycling
more recycling streams, right? Did you happen to look into an organization called Ridwell? Have you heard about them?
I don't think so. No.
No, it's a for-profit recycling program in Seattle, and they have this system that layers on top of the recycling where every week you'll have a different recycled focus. One could be shoelaces, one could be Christmas lights, one could be cellophane. You know, thinking about that extra packaging you mentioned, Adeline, my pet peeve is that little bit of plastic that goes on the outside of your toothpaste tube or every little bottle that shrink wrap. And, you know, finding a place to recycle that, I don't even think that there's a stream. Did you actually get to advocate for this in our community? Did you do an informational campaign or produce anything as a, you know, document to help us understand more?
Yeah, so something I've done in the past is recycling audits, where I basically, and some other students from Students for Sustainability, went to the dump and looked at like our recycling center and looked at how less than 10% of what we think that we're recycling is actually being recycled, and most of that is going into the garbage. And so a part of the WRAP Act was implementing better recycling systems from the state level so that more things are actually being recycled, and that the chasing arrow symbol that maybe you see on like almost every plastic product will be more clear and only on things that are actually recyclable, to limit the plastic contamination in recycling.
That is a huge, huge challenge. You're right. You know, the information piece on the bottom, so it's a little misleading, that circular arrow. Sawyer, is there hope for this being brought forward again? Did you get a sense of what they might be, you know, revisiting, how this might come in front of our representatives again?
Yes. Next year, we are wanting to redo the bill with Students for Sustainability. Yeah.
So did you have a hand in providing content requests for the bill, or did you go to Olympia as a group to advocate for the existing bill? Did you get to produce, you know, add some inputs?
We didn't give input directly to the content of the bill, but what we did do is talk a lot to the people who created the bill, like Zero Waste Washington, and really tried to get their perspective and work with them and understand them so that we could best give our case in Olympia. So we worked with the initiators of the bill a lot.
That's fantastic. So we know this is going to be on your action item for next year. Some of you are seniors. Are you? Do you have a freshman coming up? Do you have a, you know, a blended group in your organization? Are you thinking about next year's leaders?
Yes, we do. We have a mix, mostly seniors. We also have freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Myself, Sawyer, I am a freshman, and Adeline, Sophia, and Cameron are all seniors.
Oh, good. You're going to be the legacy, Sawyer. You're going to be the bridge that'll carry. That's so important to think about in an organization.
Good hands.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Now, Cameron, you mentioned that you're a communications person. I think it'd be really helpful for our listeners to have a way to reach you or find out this information that I have. So you said you have a Facebook page, or how would one find you to get more information about this act?
I run the SFS Instagram account, which is at PTHSSFS, all lowercase. And then we had an email running, but the login password for that has been lost. So people can, the Facebook is just Students for Sustainability. If you look that up, there's like a blue logo with a green flower on it. If people want to follow that, our advisor, Laura, and I both run that. And then also, I guess, personal email is good too.
Well, you know, I think your Facebook page is more than adequate, but if folks want to learn more about this act, the RAP Act that may go forward again, is it linked to your Facebook page? Do you have this? You have the RAP Act. It's a really nice flyer. Do you know if you have that on your Facebook page?
Facebook page at the moment. We made a physical copy of like a one pager for the legislators in Olympia, but I definitely can share that on the SFS Instagram and Facebook page as well, because that has information on it.
Excellent.
For people.
Excellent. Listeners, if you're just joining, this is Missy Nielsen from Everybody Can, and we're talking to the students from Port Townsend High School, the Students for Sustainability, and they are endeavoring to make the world a better place. And this year, they focused on legislative effort, Washington Recycling and Packaging Act, which did not pass, but they're going to keep going. And Sawyer, so you are remaining with the group, and you imagine that you are going to be, you've said, in good hands. So next year, you've got this act. If you wanted to help educate people about what they could personally do as we wind up our program today, what would you encourage folks to do to come alongside or in their personal lives this recycling habits?
We are doing a beach cleanup this April, and that could be a way to help out our community get rid of plastic on our beaches.
Outstanding. Outstanding. This April, do you have a date yet?
April 21st, I believe.
Excellent. And do you have a beach located that we could promote? Not yet?
Well, we were thinking of doing a student walkout in school Friday, the 21st, which is the day before Earth Day. Uh-huh. And then as a group of students walking, I think we were considering the downtown beaches.
By Pope Marine Park
and the Maritime Center. And we will have more information coming out about that shortly.
Absolutely. Yes. Earth Day is around the corner. I love your organization. And I'm so glad you took time out from your lunch, from your meeting. You've been impactful. I mean, I think you have utensils. You have like really hard plates and utensils because of your organization. That's another thing. Your cafeteria stepped up and you wash your plates and utensils, and that's amazing. Okay, one more shout out before we leave. Please give me your name and your class year and any final words of wisdom.
My name is Sawyer Duvall, class of 26. Mm-hmm. I'm a freshman. And I just wanted to say thank you. It has been a total pleasure to be on here.
My pleasure as well. And Cameron, you are graduating this year, right?
Yeah, I'm Cameron Hines, and I'm a senior this year at Port Townsend High School. And I have had so much fun and gone through challenges in this club over the past 4 years. And I can't wait to see where Sawyer and the upcoming leaders take it.
Sophia, tell us about you.
My name is Sophia Lumsdane, and I am also a senior this year. And I think one takeaway for me about participating in SFS is just how when people come together and when young people come together, just how we can really make change that's actually impactful. And that has been really empowering for me.
Then Adeline, close the show out, please.
My name is Adeline Geller-DePalma, and I'm also a senior. And thank you so much for having us on the show. We would just like to say that as students, we are dedicated into making the world a better place, like you said, and the earth a lot greener. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, listeners, those are the rising stars, just a few of them from our Port Townsend High School. I am so thankful for you guys today.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope that in sharing these stories, we've uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging, perhaps exploring a new skill, or simply impacting the life of another, changing the arc of their potential and yours. I couldn't do this program without the masterful assistance of our production coordinator and sound engineer, Nora Petrich, and all of the incredible volunteers at this radio station. Now go out, get involved, and check out your recycling for those little symbols on the bottom.